This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
Today, you are going to be grateful that you can't have any.
Because we are talking about gushing candies and other candies with weird centers.
You know, we should give a shout out to our friend who suggested this episode.
Oh, I thought it was your idea.
No, Ms. Ashley Rodriguez.
Oh.
Yes.
A good friend of the show.
A good
friend of the show.
She has the wonderful blog called Not Without Salt.
Right.
Anyway, so thank you, Ashley. This show idea came about when Ashley and I were discussing our shared love for sour things like Sour Patch Kids, specifically extreme Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, yeah, those are great.
And then apparently Ashley's...
and apparently her water broke.
And then, no, then Ashley's husband stopped at a truck stop or something when he was on the road somewhere, one of those Love's truck stops. Wait, that has a lot of candy.
This happened and while you were talking to her?
No, afterwards.
Like the scene cut to a truck stop? Geez,
Matthew, hold on. Okay. And he found these things called Sour Patch Kid Exploders, which were as awful as you would think. And we're going to get around to talking about those.
But we don't have any of them.
We don't have any because I couldn't find them at, you know, any of my usual candy places. And I didn't have time to go to a Love's truck stop.
Wait, it was called Love's Truck Stop?
You're not familiar with Love's?
No, not at all. I'm familiar. There was a band called Truck Stop Love, which was a good kind of, well, that sounded exactly like the name would suggest.
No, this was like a company that had, you know, big gas station truck stop thingies.
The truck stop that everyone talked about in Portland was Jubitz Truck Stop.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't it?
How do you spell it?
J-U-B-I-T-Z.
That's great.
Okay, so we have an assortment of candies
here.
Like, we couldn't, you know, we couldn't get the Sour Patch Exploders,
really,
and you know, we didn't get everything we wanted. Should we talk first about what we do have or what we wish we could have?
Let's talk about what we do have.
Okay.
And we'll work our way through it, and then we'll talk about the things that we wish we had.
Okay, so where should we begin with this stuff?
We've got
a few things with actual liquid centers, and then Zots, which have not a liquid center, but a center that causes your salivary glands to go haywire.
I think that we should talk about fruit gushers. Matthew called me up yesterday and said, did you get any fruit gushers? And I was like, what are you talking about? I've been trying to find gushing candies everywhere, but what's a fruit gusher? And he was like, oh my God, and he got some. What are these?
Okay, so fruit gushers are, they are sold in the section of the supermarket devoted to candy that is pretending to be healthy that you would put in your kid's lunch. So like fruit roll-ups, those nubbly fruit snacks, and then these things which are liquid-filled fruit snacks.
Oh my God, I'm so scared of this.
You know, they are technically made with real fruit, but probably not very much. And these are fruit gushers.
They kind of look like shriveled grapes.
I got this one because they are fruit gushers mood.
Wow.
Okay, never mind. I'm digging in.
Whoa.
It kind of squirts out just when you don't expect it.
I'm not saying anything.
I can't believe you're not. I kind of like it, though. It's nice and sour. I want to keep eating them.
These are pretty good, and they really gush.
God.
Wait, wait, wait.
When they first gush out, though, it feels kind of...
Wrong. These are Fruit Gushers Mood Morphers. It says on the flap here.
I'm feeling better already.
Yeah. What's your mood-a-tude? Pop a piece in your mouth and stick out your tongue to discover your mood-a-tude. So,
what's my mood-a-tude?
Well, stick out your tongue. It's super silly.
Your tongue is natural colored.
Okay. I have no mood.
You know, when you first, I think my favorite are the red ones.
Yeah.
When we first started calling this the Gushers episode, ooh, I don't like the orange ones. What I thought about is what I have always referred to as Gushers.
Yes, I can't wait to hear.
I don't even know if, I feel like it's one thing to have like penis and poop humor on this show, but like, is menstruation humor even funny?
It's totally, totally fair game, I think.
Okay, well.
I didn't expect that's where you were going to go, but I am on board.
There's a phenomenon that happens when you're a woman.
There are lots of phenomenons. There are never mind.
And I distinctly remember a time in middle school, especially. I was wearing white jeans. This was the era of white jeans. I think I was probably wearing a rugby shirt, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, God, I wore
and
rugby shirts
I had my
all
period. I was pretty new to getting my period, and I was wearing a maxi pad. And I'd been sitting in class for, you know, like a whole class period, 45 minutes or so. And I stood up and I had what I have always referred to as a gusher, where basically a river of blood flowed out of me and destroyed my jeans.
I can't believe we're talking about this, but
that's what a gusher is. I mean, ladies, back me up. I mean, don't you think of that moment? That's a gusher.
I have no doubt that ladies will back you up on this. I am not going
to. Are we
going
to cut
I'm
this?
I'm not going to weigh in. No, I think we should keep it. I was going to say, now I don't want to eat another gusher, but okay, whatever.
I really like the red ones.
Me too.
Mm. Wow.
Okay, these are kind of great.
Wow. So I'd never heard of these, Matthew. Have these been around for a long time?
I'm not sure. I think they have.
What do you think of the green ones? Wow.
Oh, the green ones are kind of odd.
Did you know that if you eat 10 packs of these, that you'll have 100% of your daily... recommended vitamin C.
I did not know that. What else will happen to you?
You'll die. Let's talk about the next thing. How about these gummy tummy penguins with soft tummies? I love the use of tummies. What do you think about the word tummy?
I think it's a great word. It's I just love that body parts have so many different names. Isn't that great?
Wow, these are so like soft and truly frog-like.
Now, these come from Trader Joe's, I wanted to point out that they are made in France. Possibly France's greatest culinary gift to the world.
Revolting.
Am I going to... Do I get one, or do I just have to watch you play with them?
Uh-huh. Well, for one thing, touch them. Ugh. Oh, my God. It's like eating, like... lemon pine sol. That is disgusting. France.
That's weird.
France, you can keep these.
I thought I was going to really like these. I've had them before, but I think they're less sweet than the Fruit Gushers.
Ugh. Those are bad. Don't they taste like cleaning products?
They really do.
I'm going to use these on my dining room table.
It's like when you use the citrus oil-based surface cleaner and everything smells like a lemon factory exploded.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it tastes like.
So yesterday, on the hunt for gushing candies, I went to a...
you were like Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood. You were hunting for gushers.
Ooh, right? Smell these.
That's what that movie was about. I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, the smell of these. I'm afraid that I'm going to puke.
Whoa.
So I went to this candy store in Ballard called Sweet Mickey's, and I think that I was the guy's favorite customer in a long time because I was like, do you have candy that like gushes when you bite into it? And he was like, boy, do I. And he took me over to these disgusting gummy turtles.
These absolutely look like they are infected.
He said they do. He said that he doesn't like them, so he's not going to order them again. And then he sold me a bag of them.
Uh-huh. Sure.
So I'm pretty scared of them. They smell terrible. They've got, they're partially, kind of the shell on the back is red with blood. And then the underneath part, the turtle meat, is opaque.
I would describe these as engorged.
This one's been stabbed in the heart.
This one too. Yeah, they have like a little leaking gusher on the bottom.
It's engorged.
I'm
I think you have
to
bite into it.
I'm afraid it's going to drip.
I don't think it's going to gush that much because I think that it's actually kind of firm in there. I feel like I was sold a bill of goods. Are these bad?
But look at this cross section. It's it's extremely medical. No, it's not good. I think it's actually maybe better than the penguins, but it's not good.
Who eats this crap? Oh my god,
kids!
Oh my god,
I don't know.
Actually, tastes like eating a wound.
All right.
So, you know, before we move on, I want to talk a little bit about the Sour Patch Kid exploders.
Oh, please. Oh, you got some?
So, yeah, Ashley brought me some. That's what.
Oh, okay.
Like, so, oh yeah, my god, the flavor of this gushing turtle is really making me whirl.
Making you whirl?
Like, making me literally want to hurl.
Oh, that whirl is short for want to hurl. It's some of this cool texting speak that the kids use these days. Totally whirl.
Oh my god, that's so gross. It's really like eating a wound.
Okay, so you were at the
There's
truck stop.
Very sweet and fleshy about it.
Yeah. I am so confused about this Sour Patch Kid story. I don't know who was at the truck stop. No, like the chronology, so Ashley... it's like watching Memento.
I've got a whole bunch of Polaroids with things written on them.
Yeah, exactly.
Help me
and
piece
tattoos.
This together. Yeah. So, no, what happened is Ashley and I had been talking about sour candies, and her husband, not long after, was at a truck stop that had a great candy supply, and he picked up some of this candy for her and for me.
So he's your supplier.
Uh huh.
Okay.
So, anyway, basically, I open up this pouch. They come in like a shiny aluminum pouch.
Wow.
And some of them had already leaked.
Ooh, that's not good.
And the filling kind of looks like toothpaste. It's opaque and creamy looking.
Whoa, that's not what I expected at all.
Yeah, it's all wrong. And so I ate one, and it was really disgusting. It's sour, but then like a really uncomfortable toothpaste textured thing happened on the inside.
Why did they do this?
I don't know. But anyway, so I was eating them at Delancey, and so I gave them to some of the guys who work there, and Cody, who is one of our cooks, announced that it was like eating a pimple. Yeah. It was really, really bad. And that's what inspired this show today, that happy experience.
That you wanted to go further down the pimple road, or you wanted to see if there was...
I wanted to see what other gushing experiences I could have that wouldn't ruin white jeans.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
so now we got Trident Splash.
Which doesn't really splash, but I like it in a bad way. That's
no.
good.
So this is a Strawberry Lime Trident Splash.
So I'm going to...
I agree. It doesn't really splash, but it's quite good.
I'm going to put out an idea. When I was standing at Bartels yesterday, which is my usual hookup for all things candy, it occurred to me that I think the era of like gushing candies being really popular is over. I'm going to put that out there. You know, I think that there used to be many different brands of bubble gum that had a liquid center.
Oh, like Freshen Up and Chewels?
Chewels for sure is the one I'm thinking of.
Do you remember seeing, did you get to have Chewels as
kid?
I rarely got to have
and
it,
Chewels,
and I wanted
didn't
it.
Didn't they come in like a paper kind of tube, and they would all stick together? They were soft, like bubble gum soft, and then in the middle was like a pink, clear...
And do you remember the commercials?
Phlegm.
Yes. Like it oozed, like you could pull it apart and it would like dribble out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the commercials made it look like, well, I mean, I think I felt about those Chewels commercials the way you felt about the butter top bread commercial.
You know,
strange feeling, new feelings are welling up in me as I watch this gushing gum commercial.
A certain tingling feeling.
Right. Like, you know, I don't know why I want this, but I want it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it actually that? I feel like the... It gave you the idea that, like, you know, this made it a better gum somehow, but actually, like, the whole gushing part only lasts, like, half a second.
It's hard to talk.
It's, because it's a hard candy.
So, this was another suggestion of Ashley's. It doesn't really gush, but there's a texture sensation.
And we're talking about Zots. Mm-hmm. So Zots, they're filled with, they're filled with something that like fizzes. What is it?
Zots are making it rain in my mouth.
So it's malic acid, sodium bicarbonate, and tartaric acid. So I'm going to say that's basically like a, you know, one of those baking soda volcano science projects.
When is this going to happen to me? Because right now I'm just salivating profusely because the candy's so delicious.
Mine is like...
I mean, I'm like going to start dribbling.
Mine has like a pore opening up on the end that the fizzy stuff is starting to leak out of. But I'm going to bite into it.
Sounds
in a minute.
Very pimply.
Don't bite into it. It's too hard. I know how you feel about dental emergencies. Okay, now bite into it.
No, I can't.
Oh, wow. If you've ever wanted to know what it feels like to be the baking soda volcano in one of those science experiments, this is how it feels.
I thought you were going to say.
Yes?
If you've ever wanted to know what it feels like to have rabies.
I knew you were going to say that. That too.
It's so sour that my mouth hurts.
I like this.
I can't stop crying.
Okay, so it's not, I don't know, I think maybe that is a gushing candy, because it makes, you know, there's gushing involved, even though there's no liquid in the candy.
I'm scared.
You still haven't bit into yours. When the gushing Zot Center was
there we go.
Okay.
Whoa.
Is it gushing?
Whoa.
Isn't that great? I want another one of these. We've got more stuff.
You know when you laugh while you're eating something tart and, like, your taste buds kind of go crazy, like, at the back of your mouth? What is that?
I don't know. Science. That's what it is.
Wow. That is such a juicy candy.
Yeah. I really like it.
Wow. That was great. Okay.
Okay. We got one more thing, although I just kind of want to suck on Zots for the rest of the day.
My mind is blown, and so are my taste buds.
Zots, it sort of like feels like when you stick your tongue on a 9-volt battery.
It sort of feels like when you have the best day of your life.
Yeah, that too. That's pretty much the same thing.
I'm feeling evangelical about these.
Okay, all right. Get yourself some Zots.
I just had a religious gushing experience.
Yeah, it really...
I cried a little bit.
And I want your opinion, because you said you've never had one of these before.
Oh, this is what you're... I've had these before. My in-laws always put these in our Christmas stockings.
Yeah, they're classic stocking candy.
This is a truffle, man.
Well, sort of. It's like a, you know, a cheap... So Linder balls are what we're talking about. It's a cheap-ass, perfectly spherical chocolate truffle, but they're like... They're more liquid in the center.
Mine's never been liquid before.
Oh, maybe it's because you come from a cold... from the frozen north.
Ooh. What is this flavored with?
Oh,
disgustingness?
I think it's just supposed to be milk chocolate.
Really? It has a weird... Is it just following up on the Zots? It tastes really funny to me.
It does taste kind of weird. I think I would count this as a gushing candy.
Oh, the gushing part tastes really bad.
Yeah, it's not good chocolate by any means.
But I like the effect.
Yeah, and I kind of have a... You know, it's like that super... smooth, like high cocoa, cocoa butter.
Feels good in your mouth.
It feels good in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Tastes not so great.
When it gushes, it feels so good in your mouth.
Yeah, keep going. Come on. Take us all the way down that
road. I feel like we've been pretty tame on this episode so far. I mean, we have really, you could take all this out of context in such great ways.
Yeah.
But we haven't really gone there.
Maybe for the final joke. Maybe the outtake. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Okay. So I see that you wanted to... We start each show with a little agenda, and all that means is basically a list of stuff we want to make sure we talk about.
We start each show with a hidden agenda.
Uh-huh. Hidden from you, dear
which
listener.
Which is to make you care.
And what are Pearson chocolate parfait nips?
Well, before I tell you, I think my mouth is kind of glued together with assorted things, but especially that Linder
candy. I feel
candy.
So disgusting.
Yeah, I think... I feel like after eating all these highly artificially colored fruit gushers that, like, there's going to be, like, weird color breakouts all over my body. The Pearson's Nips, I don't actually have any here today. They're those candies. Have you had coffee nips? It's like a coffee hard candy.
Yeah,
that one is not in any way gushing. But they make this other one, chocolate parfait nips, which I really like, that are caramel on the outside and kind of liquidy chocolate on the inside, that I consider maybe on the verge of being a gushing candy.
Ooh.
I should have brought some.
Wow. Well, this show has been really illuminating for me. I've had real experiences today.
Zots are like, you know, they're like the magic mushrooms of candy. Like, you know, what other candy is going to take you on that kind of journey of the mind?
I feel nothing.
Yeah, no other candy. That's the right answer.
I feel actually like these should be illegal. They're so potent.
Maybe by prescription only.
Yeah. I mean, this was an awesome experience. Dear makers of Zots, don't ever stop.
Yeah, don't ever change. And so, that was our gushing candy episode. Come on the Facebook page, facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast, and tell us about the gushing candies that we missed, or like where to get some Freshen Up or Chewels gum or the other stuff we couldn't find. And visit our website, spilledmilkpodcast.com. What else? You can leave us a review on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. If you are the maker of Zots, we would love to...
There's all the other flavors.
We would love to taste more of your product.
We would love to marry you.
Thanks for listening to Spilled Milk.
The show whose current mood status is Giggling Fool.
I'm Molly Westenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
We want to spend the rest of our lives eating you.
What we are saying is you can Zots in our mouth anytime.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.